Museum of Science presents a mirror maze in its final days. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze, Numbers in Natures, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world, from the nestled spirals of a sunflower's seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with the exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Cheek pressed to the pillow, curve of your hips beneath my hands. I could fall asleep remembering when you said I was your man. And like some stranger in a hallway or an airplane in the sky, I could stay up all night wondering if I ever cross your mind. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm alright. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good at telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies. Well, it's a colder wind. Barely find the words, just the boy and all his anger at a New York City girl. Some lovers leave you empty. Some leave you low and mean. Some lovers simply leave you, but they're few and far between. And I try to tell myself I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm alright. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good at telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies.
That is Pratik Pudhar. He is from Weston, Massachusetts. His single, Emma. What a beautiful song it is. Before that, Anna Ray. So good, I want to listen to it again. No, just kidding. And Anna Ray before that, Road Trip off her disc, Peddler's Wares. And, of course, Christian McNeil and Sea Monsters, Dream About Hell, Everything's Up for Grabs. Jason Lane on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, in Studio D, getting all tuned up. We'll have Fire in the Fields playing live at 10:30-ish. So I got to kind of pick up the pace a little bit. And I don't mean, you know, move it along. I just mean, like, pace-wise for the songs. Rules. Detroit.
Shots!
Hail Monsters, their title track. Not title track per se, it's their band track, the name of their band track. Title track, I mean, that's the name of the album. My bad. Are You Feeling Alive is the name of that record. And you can see them Friday night, May 11th at O'Brien. Stars like ours also on the bill. Megan Tracy and the Misconnections and Dana Osterling from Civic. That sounds like an amazing Friday night. I hope you make it to O'Brien's Friday, May 11th. Jason Lane with you. I'm going to go back a few. I forgot to talk about this really amazing hip-hop song that I played earlier. Latrell James, OK. It's a new single. That was before the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Pictures to Prove It, Christian McNeil and Sea Monsters, Dream About Hell, Anna Ray, Road Trip. Then you heard Pratik Poddar, Emma, Rules, Detroit, and The Cars. A very rare demo off the deluxe edition of their self-titled album, Hotel Queenie. And, of course, we just did Pale Monsters. Now The Wrong Shapes, Places I Used to Hunt. Maybe there's no animals left. Gotta move on.
Come on down, you say, I'll show you how.
Trabants. It's a bi-coastal band featuring Eric Pena. You might have seen him in Ketman and other projects, as well as Drab, White Fire off Freak Out. Before that, The Daisies, Mikey Holland, one of the hardest working songwriters I know. What You Do to Me off Love, Joy, and Void Conf as The World Falls. Jason Lane hosting On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Now live in Studio D, Fire in the Field.
Oh, what's up? Medford, Boston, we are Fire in the Field. That was a track called Duke of the Valley off of our new EP called War Bonnet. If you're listening from New York City, we're coming for you. If you're streaming this from New York City, we're coming for you this Friday. We're playing at Tender Trap with a band called The Love Howl and an amazing act, a dear friend of mine, Liza Colby. Ooh, my voice is cracking already, and it's the first song in. Sorry, everybody. We're getting it together right now. It's a little sweaty in this room here with Brad Conan on the drums and Jeff Bottolato on the bass. It's good to be here with these gentlemen. Right now, we're going to play another track off our record. It's called Elephant. Here we go. Track called Elephant.
Hey, that's rock and roll.
That's rock and roll. That was Brad Conant. He always yells things when I play. I love it. I love it. Sometimes I don't know where it's coming from. I'm like, is that inside my head? And I hear like someone going, ah! I'm like, is that in my head? I turn around. It's like, oh, that's just Brad. That's actually just the drummer. He's really excited right now. Anyways, I can't believe I just said that on the air.
It is what it is, baby.
It is what it is. No one has a mic but me. This is a big mistake for WMFO for giving me a mic for 45 minutes. Not that I'm, you know, notorious for anything, you know, outlandish or bad, but, you know, it's still me on the microphone. Come on. Fire in the Field, baby. All right, we're going to play a song that's not on our record. And this one is about, I know my voice is cracked. Dude, come on. Give me a break, dude. It's hot in here. The fans are blowing. That was Brad Conan also laughing at me. We're going to play a song called Jimmy Rover. It's about an out-of-work astronaut. No, not an out-of-work astronaut. Overworked astronaut. A song for the future.
Jimmy Rover, reporting in, sir. Saturn's rays have begun to blur. Please come take over. Will I wish you would? For Orion shoots me. Oh, please, if you could. Mouth has turned and sneered. I don't see you now. I hear you clear. Oh, you must be stoned, I know. Lord, I'm seeing signs. Yeah, I'm seeing signs. She said, join in. We'll be right back.
a song called Jimmy Rover. Hope you're doing all right out there. We're gonna play another little bluesy number. I just want to let you all know. So this weekend we're going to New York City. We're going to Brooklyn to play at Tender Trap in Greenpoint. Really cool venue. It's an early show. The Love Howl plays at 8, and then we're on at 9. Liza Colby Sound is on after that. And then the club turns into a crazy DJ dance party, and they actually play like some killing jams. And we hung out last time, right? Remember that, Jeff? It was awesome. There's like Fog Machine. There's like just great people everywhere having fun. So we'll be hanging out at Tender Trap. And then on Saturday, we're going to one of our favorite venues to play. It's called Starlight. It's in Southbridge, Mass. I know probably zero of you probably ever been there or heard of it. No, it's a great town. Our boy Dimitri over there is the man. He has an amazing venue called Starlight. It's a art gallery / cocktail bar. And it's not like super like swank. Like it's a total hang. Like it's got a vibe. There's really cool art cycling through there every week. It's one of our favorite venues to go play. It's just a really different scene. It's about 20 minutes outside of Worcester. And you can find all this information on fireinthefieldmusic.com. You can go to Fire in the Field on Facebook, Instagram. We do all that stuff, the social medias. We're there for you. But our Boston shows coming up are going to be really cool because I have the unique pleasure of opening for Mark Ford, who's the old guitar player for the Black Crowes. He's an amazing musician. And that is for a benefit for charity, and that's going to be at Thunder Road on May 18th. Really looking forward to that. I just actually can't even believe that's really happening. I got to the call, I was like, hey, do you want to do an acoustic set opening for Mark Ford? I was like, yes, I do. I'll be there May 18th. Tickets for that are in the link of our bio of Fire in the Field's Instagram. And then we're actually playing with, I know I'm throwing a lot of information out there, but come at us May 26th. We're playing at Lizard Lounge in Cambridge with our homie Dan Nicklin of Old Jack. The Old Jack. We've known them since, I don't know, Jeff. Jeff and I have been playing music together for, God, our whole lives, basically. And the first gigs we played in Boston, we knew Dan somehow through the scene or whatever. And that was almost a decade ago, maybe, which is, oof, scary. Let's play some more music before we start talking about decades. What should we play? Let's play some of this.
Thank you.
nation in this land.
A Reverend Gary Davis song called Death Don't Have No Mercy. And that's our sort of, I guess you could call it a cover, I guess. It's pretty, check it out. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. Reverend Gary, man, he's the best. We're going to play an old Fire in the Field number. And as I'm sitting here in the studio of WMFO, I'm looking to my left and I actually see a poster from our 2014 Gypsy Tea Room album release. It's kind of hilarious. I didn't expect to see that, so it's like I feel like coming home up here a little bit, you know. What? Someone's giving me hand signals. I can't read hand signals, man. Come on. Yeah, baby. You ready? We're gonna play a song called Susie. You guys know that one?
I think I know.
Let's get it.
Give me E flat.
E flat, I believe.